You can come down and share your thoughts of Detroit and be part of this documentary that they're making. Again, that's Light Up Liver Noise. If you want more information, Google the website, Light Up Liver Noise. Paper Sound is doing an acoustic set out at the Great Lakes Coffee Orient at Lake Orient, Michigan. And Friday night, they've got two tribute bands at the Magic Bag, Tales of Cream and Rattlesnake Shake, which is a Peter Green tribute to Fleetwood Mac, featuring Danny Mooks and Brett Lucas. Mr. White gave away a pair of tickets for that today on Blues Time. So one lucky listener from WHFR will be going for free. Ranch Ghost, Clear Plastic Mac. Ugh. I like the name of this band and I messed it up. Clear Plastic Mask. Those always freak me out when people wear them because they always look so kind of weird. But it's the name of the band. Clear Plastic Mask is going to be at the New Way Bar on Friday night along with Ranch Ghost, Hit Society, and Ronnie Tibbs and the 305s. And if you want some hard, rattle-your-fillings rock and roll, out at the Token Lounge in Westland Friday night, they've got Deaden 5, ASS, Doppelganger, Circus Sideshow, and Bullets for Breakfast. Steffi and the Dirty Virgins are playing at the New Dodge Lounge with the Luckouts, who are going to be on the live drive. It is 5 o'clock. Time to remind you that you are listening to WHFR Dearborn, and are we good to go? And as soon as we get Mr. White in the chair, we will do that. In the meantime, I guess I'll, here he comes, here he comes. All right, we are in the studio with the Luckouts today on the live drive at 5, and let's just bring that up. Are you ready, Mr. White?
We are ready. We're on the motor live drive at 5 today. In the studio, we have the Luckouts. Hey, guys and girls, are you there?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, they're here. In fact, Luckouts, what are you going to start off with today?
We're going to start off with Let Go.
Let's go!
Show me what you got.
Oh, you guys are coming through loud and clear over the air, and that's the way good Detroit music ought to come.
All right.
In fact, Miss Luckout, would you like to introduce your band?
Sure. On bass guitar, we have Gretchen Domino, and on the drums, Dan Jarecki. Can you hear us back there, Dan?
I can hear you. I can't hear the booth.
Oh, he can't hear you guys in there.
Yeah. I just got it.
All right.
He's got to get closer to the mic.
Yeah. In fact, Liz, you were doing fine. Getting right up on that mic, you could hear it loud and clear over the air.
All right.
Okay, we're getting the drummer set up so he can hear everything back there. But
can you hear us back there yet?
Go up.
All right, we're still getting everything set, just perfect. But it's really great having you guys in today.
Oh, we're so happy to be here.
In fact, it's not often you get female fronted rock and roll like this.
Right. Not many left here in Detroit. Maybe a handful of female rockers.
Well,
that's great.
All right. He can hear us.
He can hear.
But we can't hear the drummer. In fact,
we don't give the drummer a mic.
But
today.
We did.
Yep, today he's got a mic.
All right.
And we got a mic out there. Can we hear him?
Can you hear me?
Oh, we got you now.
I hear you.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, it's really cool to have you here in our studio today. You've got a big show coming up.
Yes, we
Tell me a little bit.
Well, tomorrow night we have a show at the New Dodge. And then.
Where's that at, Liz?
That's in Hamtramck.
Sweet.
Okay.
And where at in Hamtramck? It's right on Joseph Campo, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yep. And
we're
going on like around 9:30, 10 o'clock tomorrow night. And then we have a record release show coming up at the Corktown Tavern.
That's
presented by Sue Static. And
it's on the 27th.
Yes, September 27th at Corktown in Detroit on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, and you can also pick up a copy of our CD there as well.
And what is the name of your new CD?
It's just called The Luckouts.
Wow, what a unique
CD.
Name. In fact, from here, could you, at your show at the New Dodge, what other bands are playing with you there?
Steffi and
the Dirty Virgins,
and a band called Fifth
Wall Concept.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Okay. We'll get all this down so we make sure we can announce it properly.
Okay.
Next time around. And for your record release party, who have you got backing you up there?
Okay. Well, on that date, we have Loudmouth Babies. We're Loudmouth Baby. And we have, who else is playing?
Another band.
Wet Wipes and the Farleys.
I think it's good to note that the that Loudmouth Baby is also an all-female Ramones cover band.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Yeah, I can't wait to
Yeah,
to
we haven't
them.
Seen them yet, but...
Well, in fact, we'll all have to wait and see them.
Yeah, it should
a
be fun.
Female Ramones cover band. Wow.
You never know what you're going to find
playing
in Detroit.
Got some competition going to be there that night. So you said it was a record release, but is it vinyl or is it actually a CD?
It's actually a CD.
Okay.
Yep.
And, well, congratulations.
Thank
I know you.
You
guys have been working on this for a while.
Yes, we have.
And, Liz, you were the guitar player or bass player for...
The Ruiners.
The Ruiners for
yes,
a long time.
For the
time.
Past 8 years.
Wow.
And then I started up the Luckouts a few years back, and we kind of had a reform here, and we just got Dan on the drums in June. So it's been a lot of work, and it's kind of hard juggling both bands. So I kind of took a break finally with the Ruiners in June and going to just go for it with the Luckouts here.
Well,
all right. Well, you go for it with another song for us.
All right.
Wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you. This song's called Don't Waste My Time. We'll be right back.
don't waste my time. Don't waste my time. Don't waste my time. Don't waste my time.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
I like that.
Now, that's what I call Detroit rock and roll.
All right. That's a great attitude.
Now, we mentioned earlier that, Liz, you'd been playing with the Ruiners for the last 7 years?
8 years.
Eight years. As a bass player.
Right.
How was it switching over to lead singer and guitar?
I'm getting used to this whole guitar playing thing. It's like I already missed the whole little lead I had in the beginning of the last song, but so I'm getting it here.
Well, I never even noticed. You're doing great.
Well, thank you.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, don't tell anybody that.
Right,
yeah.
Don't give up the secrets.
Right.
But the rest of the band has been in a few things, too. Gretchen, you've been in a few other bands, haven't you?
Yes, I've been in numerous bands. I've been in Huntress. I was with Spat, Universal. I mean, I could go on and on. So
now most of these are heavy metal bands, aren't they?
Well, Spat was kind of an alternative rock kind of band. It was like a mix kind of, I don't know, alternative band, I guess you would say.
But
Huntress was definitely a heavy metal band. And
was that an all-girl band, too?
Yeah, yeah. That was all-female band, and we toured and almost got signed, but, you know, there were some... There was a dilemma in the band, so
those always happen.
Yeah, it's always one. There's always one. So, but this is a good band for me, and this is my main focus right now. So,
all right, and Dan, how about you? What have you played in the past?
I cut my rock and roll teeth with Bootsy Exton and the Love Masters back in the day.
Oh,
played with them for a few years. I was also in Spat, but not when Gretchen was in it. She was in there a little after me. And then played a little bit with the Luddites, Jill Jack, and also with Nailing Betty, to name a few. So
this is all a real veteran group of people making up the Luckouts.
Don't say that too loud.
Yeah. We've been around. We've been around the block.
Yeah, I sure have.
And you got the talent to prove it.
Well, thank you.
Thanks. Really, we're real happy we ran into you at the Bullfrogs that night and happened to got your CD and thank you for the incense and the cigarette lighter and everything else that came
welcome.
In the packet.
Little promo great. Pack.
Yeah. That was graft.
We're cheap. What can we say? Margaret likes the incense. No.
All right.
And the buttons.
Buttons, yes.
Buttons are a big thrill.
So I didn't realize at the time you guys hadn't really, I mean, you had just gotten Dan into the
yes, that was our first show at the Bullfrog there, so.
I'm glad you didn't notice all the mistakes.
Well, we're glad you're here today, and we're looking forward to some more music.
Cool.
All right. Well, the next song we have here is called Too Good to Be True. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. All right. The Luckouts right here on the live drive at 5. Liz.
Yes.
Now, where did the name Luckouts come from?
Well, you know, like when you're a kid, you're always like, man, you're such a Luckout. We were talking about that one day, and we're always saying how, you know, man, you're a Luckout. We're still saying that. So we're like, that'd be a cool band name, the Luckouts.
Yeah, we lucked out coming on the show.
We lucked out finding Dan as our drummer. Right, we got right, a lot of Luckout.
Right.
Luckout stories, which is good.
Yeah, I think in my email to you when I was auditioning for the band, I was like, that's like, that is a cool name. It's like, you know, I dig it. I want to be in that band.
Cool.
All right. So
it is a cool name.
The whole band are a bunch of Luckouts.
Yes. And we're lucky to have them here today.
We're Luckouts, too.
We're all Luckouts.
You know what? Everybody out there is a Luckout. You just got to find it.
There you go.
Luck is found down that road called hard work, baby.
That's right.
And I can tell you guys are real hard.
Oh. I want to do a shout-out right now to Jan, Dee Dee, and Angie, who are listening online and say they're enjoying the show. So. Aww.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Oh, I'm sure they're doing more than enjoying this show. Come on.
Rock it.
They're
rocking.
They're Luckouts, too.
That's right.
In fact, what do you got next for us?
All right. Next, we got a song called Running Riot.
And Riot right here on the live drive at 5. Now, Liz, one thing I noticed on your CD, that only about half the songs you've done so far today are on your CD.
Yeah, we don't have too many on that CD. We got some we're playing that's coming up on there.
So a lot of these are brand new songs?
Yeah.
Premiered first right here on WHFR?
That's right.
And I think it's fair to say there's no ballads.
No ballads.
You girls are rocking.
Now, for all these songs that you've got, who are the main songwriters in the band?
Mostly me and Gretchen have been coming up with songs, and Dan just joined in June. He's got all kind of ideas and lyrics.
But
so.
they won't let me show.
We're ready to hear his ideas.
Holy kidding.
Yeah.
So how does it usually start for you girls? Is it the lyrics or is it the rhythm?
Usually the lyrics come first, and then we sit down with the lyrics and start building around there.
Well, I'm out then.
So these are real organic songs that kind of develop, huh?
Right. Yep. Oh, right. I have some sweaty fingers. They're sticking to my guitar neck here, so I'll try not to.
It is warm in here today.
Ooh. Yeah, we're in that transitional phase where they don't know if they should turn off the air or turn on the heat.
Right.
So
that's right. Summer's hanging on with a stranglehold.
All right, at least for a day or two.
Right.
So enjoy it.
I just wanted to give a shout-out, too, to the fact that when we were coming in here, I was able to meet Sir Mac Rice. That was awesome.
Yes, it was.
You guys had him on the show before us?
No. In fact, we had him in for an interview we'll use later on.
Oh, sweet.
But
wow, well, I'm glad I could give you a promo for that because that was awesome. He's one of our gems that's still around.
He is a Detroit classic for anybody who doesn't know. Sir Mac Rice was in the Falcons, a doo-wop group in the late 50s that included Wilson Pickett, Eddie Floyd, Joe Stubbs, and Sir Mac Rice. Sir Mac Rice later went on as to develop as a songwriter for the Staple Singers with Respect Yourself, for Johnny Taylor, for Albert King with the Cadillac Assembly Line, for a host of others. He's got a big list of songs. And don't forget Mustang Sally.
Oh, you right. Couldn't
yes.
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 Yeah, that's... that's.
I shook his hand.
Yeah, me too. We lucked out. Meet him.
See? We lucked out.
See? Another luckout.
You guys are real luckouts. Not just... You ain't no phonies. You're real luckouts.
Right.
In fact, can we luck out a little bit and get some more music?
All right. The song's called Beatdown.
All right, we'll make a few technical corrections here for the drummer. Yeah. Got to fix his headphones. But you got a big show coming up this Friday, tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear anything.
You got me now?
Yep, we can
all right.
Hear you now.
We got you now. In fact, you've got a big show coming up this Friday, tomorrow,
yes,
at the New Dodge Lounge.
Yep.
You got here with Steffi and the Dirty Virgins.
Right.
And the Fifth Wall Concept.
That's it.
But it's going to be a big show. Doors are at 9.
Yes.
So they can expect people to get on. The music will start about 10 o'clock?
Yeah, 9:30 or 10. Whenever the people are there, we're ready to rock.
All right. And it's always a tight little bar.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Get there early.
That's right. If not, you may be stuck up in the balcony.
That's right.
Wow. Right. Get there early and pick up our CD and our great T-shirts, and we have other freebies to pass out.
Right.
And, guys, come on down and meet the girls. You always want to meet the girls.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, meet us.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about the Dodge...
Yeah, they're okay.
A lot of times when I suggest to people, you know, clubs in Hamtramck, they always have kind of a negative attitude because they go, oh, I can never find a parking space. I don't want to leave my car too far from the bar. There's a lot of convenient parking at the new Dodge Lounge, and the management there is always super cool.
Right.
And with a big window in the front, you can see across the street to where everything is sitting, and it's just one of those classic great bars. I love photographing there. I loved going there and watching music, and it's just one of those bars in Detroit. I'm glad that they're doing a great job booking.
And you never know when the owner will start walking up and down the bar with a bottle passing out drinks. You never know.
That sounds awesome. Good. I'll be there.
Wow, where'd all these people come from? They finally gave me a headset that wasn't from Fisher-Price. All
right. We got you going now. Okay.
We usually don't give the drummer a mic. This time we didn't give him headphones that worked, so we apologize.
Thank you.
So.
Okay, but you've got a big show Friday, and... let's see, what else do you have coming up?
The CD release party on the 27th.
Oh, that's right. Can't forget about that. At September. Corktown Tavern on Michigan Avenue.
Yes, that'll be our CD release with Loudmouth Baby. We got
a couple shows like with Peter from Sue from Static Records.
Yep, they're putting on that show.
Yeah.
Okay, Gretchen, get up on your microphone there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you talk.
Okay, now you can go.
And for those of you who like to put stuff on your calendar way ahead of time, we have a gig in October too, right? 26th?
Yes, at the New Way.
The New Way,
sure.
Ferndale.
Yeah. Also, this Sunday, not this Sunday, the 22nd. Yeah, that's this Sunday. This month is going so fast.
It is.
We were lucky to have Gary Graff contact us. He's going to do a little article on us for the Oakland Press, so that'll be in the paper Sunday.
Wow.
And also we're going to be on Culture Vultures Radio on September 26th.
Is that an online radio?
Yes, that's online with Peter Scorn. Well, and what else we got coming up?
Well, you girls have got it going on.
Yeah, we've been busy.
That's good.
It's always good.
In fact, would you like to get busy here in the studio?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, we're going to do Devil Girl.
We got some right here.
Stay with me, the sun you brought me.
Oh, I'm sure we got. I'm sure there are a few devil girls out there listening to us today.
That's got to be your theme song, I think. That's. Yeah. I love the artwork on the cover of your CD. You know, with the devil girl there with the. Is that a flaming martini glass or?
Yeah,
it sure is.
And that dress, it's like a domino's on it. So that must be
Gretchen
Domino
Gretchen
right on the cover.
I never realized that. I never even paid attention.
I think those are dice.
Are dice
Oh, not dominoes.
I'd call them dominoes.
Yeah. We'll stick with the domino.
Yeah. But one thing I found on this whole CD is really a group effort. In fact, it's produced and recorded by Gretchen Domino.
Yes, she put a lot of work into that.
In fact, it was done at Gretchen's Fun Shop.
Right. Gretchen's Fun Shop. It was my first try at actually producing and recording a record. So the more we go, the better it'll get, and you know, it's
right.
Free.
Because Dan will be on the next.
And
one.
Free was
That's
good.
That's right.
Free's always good.
Okay. And
that's a good point. Dan isn't on the CD, but he'll be on the next one.
Absolutely. Okay. And I noticed that, Liz, you're also in charge of album layout and design.
Yes, I figured out how to do all that.
All right. So, like I said, this is a real group effort.
Yes.
Well, when it's basically just those two, yeah, they're doing everything.
It's been a labor of love, I'm sure.
For sure. Yes.
Well, I'm glad to see you guys have labored long and hard and gave us a good hard record to play.
Oh, yeah. We got a new song. It's this song will probably be on our next album. It's new. It's called Too Young to Die. Give that a shot.
Take it away.
All right.
Oh,
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Okay, I almost forgot that whole new song. We made it through.
All right, yeah. And you made it through real yes. well. In fact, Liz, I gotta ask you.
Yes.
What is it like after being on the bass for so long to step out front?
It's very different. I gotta remember to sing. Remember, oh, I gotta sing there. I gotta play guitar there. Whoops.
She shakes in her shoes.
Yes.
All the time.
Oh, you never know.
Nervous, way nervous.
Now, you never know it looking at them. Look at them.
Man.
The whole band is dressed in black. Liz has got a studded belt, studs on her black denim vest.
I'm sweating bullets.
We dressed for radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, they look like Detroit rock and roll.
They all sure right. do.
You didn't mention the curlers in my hair.
No, not the curlers, the curl.
You know, that's funny that you mentioned Detroit rock and roll, because, like, that's one thing that, I'm really glad to kind of be back in the scene and be a part of Detroit rock, because Detroit rock has a specific sound, a specific look. I mean, you know, we've been doing it, man, like Detroit since Motown. I mean, whatever it is, you know it's from Detroit.
That's true.
Oh, way before Motown.
And the fact that you were in Bootsy X and the Love Masters, they were one of the greatest bands in Detroit in the 80s, and the Ruiners. Oh, they won last year on the Detroit Music Awards.
Yes.
So you guys
right.
have quite a history of Detroit music.
Right. Bands like the Ruiners and stuff, they're just picking up the torch and carrying it again and keeping it going. And, you know, that's what I want to do. I just want to be part of the big circle, man.
All right. Well, Bootsy X, probably when you were in them, was one of the best bands in Detroit. For
Thank
a
you.
Long time, it was listed as the top band in the Metro Times poll for a rock band in Detroit. Bootsy X of the Love Masters, they yep. were it.
They sure were.
That was in the heyday of Detroit bar scene. Man. That was
now, Bootsy X, he's still around, but he's struggling. He's had brain yep. cancer for the last few years.
Yeah.
And He's
still hanging in there, man.
He's made a couple of comebacks, even though he's had brain cancer.
I guess
he's being a genius from the waist down.
Oh,
he
yeah.
doesn't need.
That's right.
Brain cancer does not affect him.
Well, I want to do a shout out to Peter. He says you guys sound really good, and Diana says, "Liz, you rock." So,
oh, thank you.
And then she says the whole band rocks.
Yeah,
thanks,
she
guys.
Right, thanks.
But from here.
All right.
If we're talking about this rock.
Yeah, the song is called This Time, and it is on the new CD, or the CD we have out. It goes like this.
everything sounded real cool today. In fact, a lot of times our listeners want to know what you guys are playing. Our listeners are very, very tech savvy, and they want to know what you're making those sounds on. Gretchen, in fact, well, we'll start with Liz. Liz, what kind of a guitar are you playing?
I play a Fender Scorpion, and I play through a Marshall combo amp.
Okay, do you have many pedals?
No pedals, just straight up. Have a little flange on the amp and some gain, distortion, and that's it. Plug in and rock.
All right. If you know how to do it right, that's all you need.
I try.
All right. And Gretchen, what are you playing today?
Today I am playing a Schecter Studio 4 bass. No effects. Just my good old Behringer amp, which is always did me well.
All right. And Dan, what kind of drums are you playing?
I play a Tama Superstar kit. It's all birch shells. It's older kit, kind of vintage, like me. I got a DW Collector Series snare, 5x14, and all Zildjian cymbals.
All right. I noticed it was kind of stripped down. And with, yeah, not a lot of frills.
No, that's me.
Bare bones rock and roll drummer.
That's right. What you see is what you get.
Hey, that's all you need.
That's right.
All right.
Hey, I'd like to actually give a shout out to the people working at Oakwood Hospital and Chrissy Westbrook. I know they're all tuned in to listen to our show here today. Oh, so
all our friends are listening. We know who you are.
And the center for orthopedic specialists too. Where the heck do I work? Advanced Orthopedics.
Well, we're glad you were able to make it in today. And Dee Dee is online listening, and she's saying you guys sound good.
Thanks, Dee Dee.
Thanks, Dee Dee.
All right. Well, why don't we just keep it going? What have you got for us next?
We're going to do an old Runaways song. Ooh. The Runaways are kind of like my inspiration for playing and Joan Jett. So this one's called You Drive Me Wild. Goes like this.
Yeah.
right. Yeah. In fact, our sound man, Alan Cantino, said, you guys, Liz, you reminded him of the Runaways right from the start.
Love the Runaways.
Yeah. So it's a tribute to him, not a, yeah.
That's right. Tribute to the Runaways.
I just Googled the Luckouts. It's one word, by the way. It's not.
Yes.
When I was promoting the show, I had it out as two words. But you've got a couple of videos on there, and you've got a Facebook page where people can get your music, as well as an article that City Slang did about a show that you were playing with the White Shag and a band from Japan.
Oh, yeah. That was a cool show.
Yeah, that was a couple weeks ago, and we had lots of fun.
Yeah, be sure to like us on Facebook.
All right, yeah, that's a good point.
Visit
their Facebook page. That's the best way to reach you.
Yes.
Leave us a note on there.
Right. And if you can't make it to any of our shows, you can also download our music from CD Baby and Amazon. And
right, there's a link on our Facebook page.
Okay. And they've also got an email if you really want to get a hold of them. Go for luckouts@gmail.com.
Right on.
There's all kinds of ways to get your Luckout frenzy.
Yes, and come see us at shows. And
in fact, the next show you've got coming up.
This Friday.
Yes, tomorrow night at the New Dodge in Hamtramck. Come see us. Pick up a T-shirt. Pick up a CD if you like us. We'll be giving out free stickers, free incense.
Just all kinds of swag.
Yes.
And we're available for bar mitzvahs and christenings and all kinds of stuff.
Whatever you need.
That's right. And then in 2 weeks, they're having another CD release party.
Yep.
At the Corktown Tavern.
Yep.
The 27th with the Loudmouth Babies and Steffi and the Dirty Virgins.
No, wait. Steffi's tomorrow.
Right. They're playing tomorrow?
Yeah,
okay.
Next week is Wet Wipes, Fifth Wall Concept, and Loudmouth Baby.
All right. We got to get this right.
It's the Farleys.
Oh, the Farleys, sorry.
This concept is tomorrow night.
Oh, jeez, I don't know what I'm talking about. I just show up and play.
And actually, we got a question on Facebook. What was the name of the girl band that's going to be doing the Ramon covers?
Loudmouth Babies.
Loudmouth Babies, okay. Well, Crystal was asking online, so.
I think it's singular, Loudmouth Baby, not Babies.
Yep, that's it.
All right. Well, hopefully she heard that, and we'll... We'll just keep going.
All right, you got about 8 minutes left, so you got enough for probably two songs.
Sweet.
If we get him in there.
Right, we better do a short song.
Well, you got 8 minutes.
Okay, yeah, that's
true. All short.
That's true. What do you guys want to do here?
Camming? Pull over.
Pull over? Okay.
Thank you.
The Luckouts here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Be sure to check them out on their Facebook page. Go and see them live tomorrow night at the New Dodge Lounge. Right. In fact, who's playing with them, Margaret?
Steffi and the Dirty Virgins.
And who else?
I don't have that.
Fifth Wall Concept.
Yes. And in 2 weeks at the Corktown Tavern, check them out with the Loudmouth Babies.
In fact,
Alan Cantino looked them up. He says they're a lot better looking than the original Ramones.
That's right.
Hard to do, but you're right.
Yeah.
All right, so you've got time enough for one more song. You got 4 minutes to make it 3 minutes to 3.5 to go.
All right, this is a KMA song. It was like this.
Luckouts right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5.
Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Next week on the Motor Live Drive at 5, we have Citizen Smile here in the studio. Right now, stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.